17 Houston, you are go at 3 minutes prior to ignition. You're looking good, and we're gonna have a Araya coverage all the way through the burn until inception.
Roger, understand, Bob. 5710, ordeal operate.
And we're coming up now on 2 minutes until ignition. This burn again will be a 5-minute, 51-second maneuver. The S-4B engine delivering about 225,000 pounds of thrust, and it'll be increasing the spacecraft velocity from the current speed of about 25,000 feet per second up to around 35,585 feet per second.
Roger, we confirm it.
Line on at 3-6.
All right, Roger.
And booster reports the LEG engines are on. This is to settle the propellants in the S-4B prior to ignition. We're 53 seconds now from ignition.
You're looking great on a final status check here, and you're go for TLI.
Seconds now to ignition, and we're maintaining communications with the spacecraft through one of the Araya Apollo range instrumented aircraft.
Roger.
10 seconds. Very faintly, we copy the crew reporting S-4B ignition. That's confirmed by the telemetry. The booster reports the thrust looks good on the S-4B.
17 Houston, you're looking good, and the thrust is go.
Bob, you're done, but we're go on board at 20 seconds.
Roger.
And telemetry data from the Saturn instrument unit shows the velocity increasing, up now to 26,000 feet per second, beginning to climb ever more rapidly. This burn was initiated at an altitude of about 97 nautical miles above Earth. When finished, the spacecraft will be at about 150 miles above Earth and on its way to the moon, some 213,000 nautical miles away.
Roger, Gene. We can barely hear you through the Araya, but you're go.
Very weak voice communications, and booster says the data is now static. But at last, everything looked normal.
Houston, we can confirm PU shift, and you are go.
And that was Capcom Robert Overmeyer confirming to the crew that our data showed the Saturn shifting its propellant utilization for most efficient utilization of the propellants.
Then 230 in the blind, we're still go.
Roger 17, you're go, looking great.
Okay, Bob, got that. Understand we're go from the ground, and it's a good ride, although it's rumbling around a little bit.
Okay.
Coming up now, 3 minutes into the burn. And the velocity approaching 30,000 feet per second.
3 minutes, and we are go.
Roger, Gene.
Bob, we're going to TLI right through sunrise.
Roger, understand.
Gene Cernan reporting the TLI burn has taken them out of darkness and into sunrise now. And we're showing a velocity of 30,463 feet per second.
Roger, 17.
Apollo 17 now about 107 nautical miles above Earth and continuing to climb ever more rapidly. It's 30 seconds now, and everything continuing to look good. Apollo 17 at a velocity of 32,000 feet per second.
At 4:30, you're still unreadable.
Roger, how do you read me? You are go, by the way.
Okay, we got you that time. Understand, we're going to ground. We're still go here, and we're TLI-ing right through at sunrise.
Understand.
Five minutes now, less than 1 minute to go. And booster engineer reports we're very close to the nominal predicted shutdown time.
Houston, your burn time is nominal.
Roger, understand, burn time nominal.
Shut down now in about 21 seconds. We're showing a velocity of 33,000 feet per second. Altitude now approaching 150 miles.
Head off at 5-2. You read the disky?
We don't have the disky. You have to read it to us, Ron.
Okay, VI is, I got a 00 and a 00 on a 995. VI is 35573. Is a plus 9. And Bob, the EMS is minus. EMS is minus 19.4. Minus 19.4.
Roger, we copy that.
And it was an auto cutoff on time.
Understand, a guided cutoff on time, looking great.
And I'm watching the tank pressures are venting, the tanks are venting.
Understand, tanks are venting.